Dan Novak.
This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russian forces showed showered Ukraine with more missiles and munition-carrying drones Tuesday after widespread strikes killed at least 19 people in an attack the UN Human Rights Office described as particularly shocking and amounting to potential war crimes. The leader of the group of seven industrial powers condemned the bombardment and said that they would stand firmly with Ukraine for as long as it takes. Their pledge defied Russian warnings that Western assistance would prolong the war and the pain of Ukraine's people. At a news conference, the National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said that the U.S. has already provided Ukraine air defense systems and is edging closer to providing a more advanced system.
Working hard to get them the first two of those NASAMs, and we think that we're on track to get those first two over there in the very near future. I'm a little loath to give you a date on the calendar because I know that that work is going on. So we are certainly interested in expediting the delivery of NASAMs to Ukraine as soon as we can.
The White House said that during a phone call with the Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Tuesday, President Joe Biden pledged to continue providing Ukraine with the support needed to defend itself, including advanced air defense systems. President Joe Biden says that there will be consequences for Saudi Arabia as his administration begins re-evaluating the U.S. Relationship with the kingdom. That's after the Riyadh-led OPEC alliance of oil-producing nations announced it would then cut oil production.